from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Topping the news, a deadly quake in Nepal. A powerful magnitude 6.7 aftershock shook the Kathmandu area of Nepal Sunday, a day after the massive earthquake that devastated the region with more than 2,100 deaths and destruction of homes and infrastructure. This man talks about the situation there.
The situation in Nepal today was scary. It was really, really, really very bad. And the Indian embassy in Nepal was fantastic. They were there to help. Indian Air Force, they sent a plane to evacuate us. But let me tell you, it was death at very close quarters.
The United States and other nations are sending disaster response teams to the region to help deal with the tragedy. Coalition military forces continued to attack Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar, destroying militant positions. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Meanwhile, Islamic State fighters exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan on Saturday. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday. It gives the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the town of Jisr al-Shugr on Saturday after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. VOA News. Rights groups are urging Indonesia to abandon plans to execute 9 convicted felons, including 2 Australian drug traffickers. More on the story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australians Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran could have only days to live. The ringleaders of the so-called Bali 9, a group of young Australians convicted of drug smuggling, have been on death row since 2006. They've now been given 72 hours notice of their executions by Indonesian authorities, although an exact date has yet to be set. Despite diplomatic pressure from around the world, Indonesia appears intent on carrying out death sentences on the 2 Australians, along with citizens from Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria and the Philippines. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has appealed to Indonesia to spare the group from execution. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Vote counting is underway in Togo after Saturday's presidential election that was expected to see President Faure Gnassingbé remain in power. VOA's Ann Look has more on the vote.
Voters started lining up as early as 5 a.m. in the capital, Lomé. People are voting their convictions today, says this voter. You just have to look around the country to see how urgent these elections are. He says this vote comes down to whether or not you approve of how things are. President Faure Gnassingbé is seeking a third term. The Gnassingbé family has ruled Togo since the current president's father took power in a military coup in 1967. The opposition says it's time for a change. Politician Jean-Pierre Fabre is Mr. Gnassingbé's top challenger. Casting his ballot, Mr. Fabre said this act of voting is crucial. And look, VOA News, Dakar.
Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the attack and ordered an investigation into the killing of the prominent women's rights activist Sabeen Mahmood in the port city of Karachi. Gunmen on a motorcycle killed Mahmood late Friday, just hours after she held a forum in southeastern Baluchistan province. That's the home of a long-running insurgency in Pakistan. The United States Embassy in Islamabad joined Prime Minister Sharif in condemning Mahmood's slaying and offered condolences to her family, relatives, and friends. 25 years ago Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed from the Space Shuttle Discovery, loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and beyond that has changed astronomy forever. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to a world party for jazz, another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1, as we give you a continuation of our celebration of International Jazz Day and the concert in Paris on the 30th of April. Yes, artists from all over the world will be gathering in Paris on the 30th of April to close out the month of April and Jazz Appreciation Month and our celebration all around the world. America's Smithsonian Institution for the Arts and History of our nation deemed years ago that April would be Jazz Appreciation Month to be celebrated worldwide, and UNESCO, the United Nations Organization for Education, Scientific, and Cultural Affairs, has deemed that they would celebrate with a grand concert each year. It began in New York, followed in Istanbul, Turkey, then Osaka, Japan last year, and this year the fourth annual International Jazz Day concert happens in Paris, with artists from all over the world joining together to make music in celebration of the great American art form, which is now a global art form, jazz. One of the artists that will be performing there is the master guitarist from Los Angeles, Lee Ritenour. Here's a live version of his song in celebration of Wes Montgomery in the style that's affected Lee Ritenour in such a great way, as well as so many other guitarists down through the years. The song is Boss City from Alive in L.A. Lee Ritenour, who will be alive in Paris on the 30th of April as International Jazz Day happens again, and happens for us right now here on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you.
another of the great stars of international jazz. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, originally she came to America, could hardly speak a single word of English, came to New York City in 1981, and established herself as one of the great pianists around today and also one of the great vocalists, Ileana Elias. That's a cut from her album, Ileana Elias Plays Jobim, the music of her countryman, fellow countryman, Antonio Carlos Jobim, with the help of Eddie Gomez on bass, Jack DeJohnette on drums, and Nana Vasconcelos on percussion. Ileana Elias will be performing at the 4th International Jazz Day concert on the 30th of April in Paris. And so will the great vocalist, Diane Reeves. I asked Diane to give us a message for Jazz Appreciation Month. Here's her message to you, and we'll follow that with some delightful live work from Diane Reeves, sounding as she shall in Paris on the 30th of April. Take it away, Diane.
Hi, this is Diane Reeves. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? And did you know that jazz represents the cultural heritage of the United States? It has its roots in blues and ragtime, and then swing, bebop, and beyond. There's so much to learn and so much to love, so much to celebrate with this glorious music called jazz. So go to a jazz concert. Learn how to dance to jazz. But whatever you do, this month and every month, enjoy jazz. Made in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Dream of a land my soul is from. I hear a hand stroke on a drum. Hey, yeah. Beautiful boy, elegant girl, dancing for delight. Tinder replies, lovers in flight. Upward they glide.
Great Diane Reeves paying homage to her love of the sound, the feel, the soul, the music of Africa with her version of Afro Blue from her live album, In the Moment, Live in Concert.
Thank you so much.
Now, not only in Paris will the events of International Jazz Day be occurring, but all over the world. And if you go to the International Jazz Day website, simply internationaljazzday.com, you'll see a listing of the events in every nation on earth, including Germany, where America's great musicians, saxophonist Tia Fuller, leads a fantastic band that includes trumpeter Sean Jones, Mimi Jones on the bass, and the brothers Shamey and Rudy Royston on piano and drums. Here's a song dedicated to her bandmates called Royston Rumble from her album Angelic Warrior. Tia Fuller playing in Munich, Germany on International Jazz Day and playing for us now on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Well, the ladies alongside the gentlemen of jazz will be representing on International Jazz Day and the concerts around the world on the 30th of April in Paris and otherwise. And as I mentioned earlier, playing in Munich, Germany on International Jazz Day, Tia Fuller, the great young saxophonist. Well, there's another of the talented ladies, a great band leader, composer, performer, and Grammy Award winner. You're going to be hearing from her next here on Jazz America and on stage in Paris. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's another message I received via Facebook, because not long ago we changed our email address here to reach me here on Jazz America. And this listener, speaking of ladies and jazz, Eni Batulglin, wrote to me, "Dear Russ, sorry for my silence, but I'm still a listener of jazz. I have sent you greetings by email to your address. I'm not sure that you still use it or not. All the best, Eni Batulglin from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia." Well, Eni, thank you so much for being in touch by Facebook, and now things are corrected. She knows how to reach me at jazzamerica@voanews.com, and so do you. Now, speaking of ladies and jazz again, performing in Paris at International Jazz Day on the 30th of April, the great drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. Did you know that she was discovered at the age of 10 years old playing the drums by the late, great Clark Terry? And she has certainly gone on to a fantastic, award-winning career. One of her greatest projects was an all-female group that came together to create the Mosaic Project. And from that, here's Terry Lynn Carrington with Mosaic Triad on VOA's Jazz America. You'll be on stage in Paris on the 30th of April as part of the International Jazz Day Concert, the fourth annual to close out the worldwide celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month in the month of April. The great trumpeter from South Africa, Hugh Masekela, from his album The Boys Doin' It and the song In the Jungle. One of the great ambassadors of jazz from the United States of America is certainly the master vocalist Al Jarreau. He'll be in Paris on the 30th of April for the International Jazz Day concert. He joins us now to give us some thoughts, and then we'll hear some live music as he got together with one of Europe's finest big bands, the Metropole Orchestre, for the music you're about to hear here on VOA's Jazz America. You know, I remember seeing a concert, and you were dressed with a medallion, and it struck me as, here's Al Jarreau, an ambassador for this music, an ambassador for positivity. You ever feel that way? Like, I'm an ambassador. I'm going to other countries. I'm taking the music of America, the music of my heritage, the music that I love. You get that feeling of being an ambassador?
Are you kidding? Every damn day I feel that way about it. I really do. Uh-huh. And, you know, if that is making too much of things, if that's making a mountain out of a molehill, if that's being too impressed with myself, if that is being overboard in some ways, then I'm sorry. I am that way. I just really do think that it is important to shine where you can, to love what you're doing if you have the opportunity. So very few of us have that opportunity. And thirdly or fourthly or fifthly or maybe even firstly, you know, as a person from the States with a heritage of some pretty good stuff, basically, even though we get in trouble as Americans, you know, sometimes and over some several years. I love standing there, and when I sing this song, for people to know that I'm an American and from Wisconsin, the Midwest, and really loving what I do and caring about it, you know.
So much fun. He is an ambassador for jazz all around the world, as he shall be in Paris on the 30th of April for International Jazz Day Concert Number 4. Russ Davis here, and it's time to close out this edition of Jazz America with music from the man who is the Goodwill Ambassador for UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization that is promoting International Jazz Day Concert Number 4 in Paris, Herbie Hancock. And here he is, in Rome in 2004 at the We Are the Future concert, doing his classic Chameleon, sounding as he shall in Paris on the 30th of April, here on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Questa è la cosa veramente più importante. Continuiamo a sostenere questo progetto, 6 centri nuovi, ma adesso Herbie Hancock!
Thank you. Thank you.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A powerful magnitude 6.7 aftershock shook the Kathmandu area of Nepal Sunday. It comes a day after the massive earthquake that devastated the region with more than 2,100 deaths and destruction of homes and infrastructure. This French tourist says she's stranded at the airport.
And today we don't know if the airport is open, if we have a flight, we don't know. We have no information. We would like, but we have nothing.
Meanwhile, the United States and other nations are sending disaster response teams to the region to help deal with the tragedy. The United States expressed condolences for the lives lost and pledged an immediate $1 million for disaster relief. Coalition military forces continued to attack Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq on Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar, destroying militant fighting positions. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Meanwhile, Islamic State fighters exploded 3 suicide car bombs at the border crossing between Iraq and Jordan on Saturday in an attack that officials say killed at least 4 Iraqi security forces. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday, giving the rebels a possible route to the coastal heartland of the Assad regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the northwestern town of Jis al-Shugur on Saturday, after four days of fighting with Syrian forces. VOA News. Vote counting is underway in Togo, where President Faure Gnassingbé is hoping to remain in power. The president is seeking a third 5-year term, which would keep his family in power for nearly 50 years. He assumed office in 2005 upon the death of his father, Gnassingbé Eyadema, who ruled the former French colony for 38 years. The opposition leader, Jean-Pierre Fabre, who also ran for president the last election, is expected to come in second with a single-round presidential poll. Special observers have descended on Togo to monitor that election. Police in Burundi's capital of Bujumbura clashed Sunday with protesters who are protesting against a president who is seeking a controversial third term. The government has banned any demonstrations about the ruling CNDD-FDD party's nomination of Mr. Pierre Nkurunziza for a third term. His eligibility comes down to a legal argument about the wording of a formative peace agreement and the country's constitution. Rights groups are urging Indonesia to abandon plans to execute 9 convicted felons, including 2 Australian drug traffickers. More on that story from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Australians Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran could have only days to live. The ringleaders of the so-called Bali Nine, a group of young Australians convicted of drug smuggling, have been on death row since 2006. They've now been given 72 hours notice of their executions by Indonesian authorities, although an exact date has yet to be set. Despite diplomatic pressure from around the world, Indonesia appears intent on carrying out death sentences on the 2 Australians, along with citizens from Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria and the Philippines. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has appealed to Indonesia to spare the group from execution. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Hundreds of people in Ukraine marked the 29th anniversary of the world's worst nuclear incident at the Chernobyl power plant. A candlelight service was held Saturday night in the closest town that was close to the plant. The explosion at Chernobyl on April 26, 1986, killed more than 30 people. Thousands of Ukrainians, meanwhile, were permanently disabled by the disaster. Hundreds of thousands more had to evacuate their homes because the blast released dangerous radioactive gases. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the attack and ordered an investigation into the killing of the prominent women's rights activist Shabeen Mahmood in the city of Karachi. Gunmen on a motorcycle killed Mahmood late Friday, hours after she held a forum in Baluchistan province. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
into the land of living dreams, where realists dream of the unreal. Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive.
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats.
Alive! It's alive! It's...
Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment.
This is mass madness, you maniacs! You maniacs! You maniacs!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I used to wake up in the morning. I used to feel so bad. I got so sick of having sleepless nights. I went and told my dad. He said, son, now here's some little something that stuck them on my wall. And now my nights seem quite so lonely. In fact, I don't feel bad at all. I don't feel bad at all. Pictures of Lilith made my life so wonderful. Pictures of Lilith help me sleep at night. Pictures of Lilith solve my childhood problems. Pictures of Lilith help me feel alright. Pictures of Lilith, Lily, oh Lilith, Lily, oh Lilith. Pictures of Lilith.
Phrase from a century or two back that goes, every cloud has a silver lining. We would interpret that phrase in today's world to mean, it may be rainy and miserable now, but don't worry, it's probably going to get a lot worse. They didn't mean it that way, though. They were saying all unpleasantness and stress is temporary, it will pass, and you can depend on the sun coming back, and all will be wonderful. They, of course, were referring to an endangered species called hope. Hope and the opportunity of unlimited possibilities. There was a lot of that going around a century or two ago. If you're under 30, the phrase hope and the opportunity of unlimited possibilities will sound as relevant as, let's build a pyramid and be buried in it. Or, don't worry, leave the door unlocked. This neighborhood's safe. Hope is hard to find. I mean, where is it? The creeps running the business world don't give us any hope. Our government doesn't give us any hope. Even our families, that used to be a solid base to work from, that doesn't work anymore. No stability, no real security. And the only type of music, since Frank Sinatra, that communicates hope, that communicates family, brotherhood, community, rock and roll, has no format to be played, except here. Welcome to Hope.
Jump, gorilla. Why are you watching? Hi, this is Rick Ryle of the Gripweeds. You're listening to Little Steven's Underground Garage, where every minute is cool.
Take matters into your own hands?
Things often end up in my hands.
And I bet your hands end up in a lot of things.
Let's just say my hands and things are often in the same place at the same time.
Nights when
anyone know why this outfit got the hell kicked out of it? Blind man could see it in a minute. They don't look like soldiers. They don't act like soldiers. Why should they be expected to fight like soldiers?
You're absolutely right. The discipline's pretty poor.
About 15 minutes, we're going to start turning these boys into fanatics, razors. They'll lose their fear of the Germans. Only hope to God they never lose their fear of me.
Started the show with the genius of Pete Townsend and The Who, Pictures of Lily, an epic dedicated to masturbation. I envy you, youth. Kit Lambert, obviously knew something about the subject. Producing, started the first set with my favorite record ever,
Hi-ho, silver lining. A tribute to hope, cynical though it may be. A rare Jeff Beck vocal, and a very cool one. Scott English and Larry Weiss writing that one, and Mickey Most producing. John Paul Jones with those cool string lines. Blues Bagoos, We Ain't Got Nothing Yet. Classic garage rock from the Bronx. Psychedelic Lollipop. Their amazing first album. Top 10 single, baby. Everybody in the band getting credit for it, except the drummer. I will spare everyone the drummer jokes. Like, what do you call a guy who hangs around with musicians? A drummer, yeah, you know. Rainbow Quartz is the Gripweed's new one. How I Won the War is the album. Get it from thegripweeds.com. And one of our favorite bands that don't exist, the Chantrellines, from That Thing You Do, Hold My Hand, Hold My Heart, Tom Hanks' greatest composition. Can't Get You Off My Mind, Michael DeBar Band. The new album is The Key to the Universe. Get it from MichaelDeBar.com. Linda Perry wrote that one. Robert Rose produced it. Come on back, we're going to a birthday party. It's Al's birthday this week. Alfredo James Pacino was born April 25th, 1940 in the South Bronx. His father, Salvatore, was born, are you ready for this? In the Sicilian town. Town of Corleone. I kid you not. In 1966, he was studying with Lee Strasberg.
Make sure that everybody sees the cake before.
Strasberg, and 3 years later, he'd won an Obie for The Indian Wants the Bronx and a Tony for Does the Tiger Wear a Necktie? His first movie was 1969's Me, Natalie, but it was his portrayal of a junkie in Panic in Needle Park that got Francis Ford Coppola's attention. He was cast in The Godfather against everyone's opinion except Coppola's. Selected over Warren Beatty, Robert Redford, and Bobby De Niro. In 1972, he'd do The Godfather and Serpico, and that was it. Look what followed. Godfather 2, Dog Day Afternoon, and Justice for All. Scarface, Dick Tracy. He was amazing in that. Scent of a Woman, for which he finally won an Oscar. Heat, Devil's Advocate, and a fantastic documentary called Looking for Richard. You don't get no better than him. Happy birthday, Al.
You'd all get down. Yeah, good. Ah!
We're both part of the same hypocrisy. But never think it applies to my family.
It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret.
Stephen. This is Adrian, better known as Talia Shire. You're listening to The Underground Garage, nonstop coolness.
Said you was
one. Wait a minute!
Now you let me go, I'll fix this up.
Sure, ma'am. Maybe you can handle yourself one of them first-class tickets to the resurrection.
My feet.
Shake it, baby.
I don't mean, baby.
Shake it, baby.
I'm
when you walk that walk and you're talking that talk. You knocking me out right off of my feet. I need you right now. I mean right now. I don't mean tomorrow. I mean right now. Come on, come on. Come on, shake it up, baby.
Come on and shake it, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake
Tony Montana set with Santana. Who else? Everybody's Everything. Fantastic record. Carlos himself on vocals. It's sort of a sub-theme of the show. Guitar players that don't usually sing, but we find their rare vocals tonight. That's from Santana 3. Amazing stuff, really. Don't You Dare Tell Her was the excitement out of Barcelona, Spain. Mike Mariconda producing, Enric Bossa wrote it, Coco Jean Davis on lead vocals, and Albert Greenlight lead guitar. Cool stuff. Get it from TheExcitementsBand.com. Denise. Super fine Denise. Can't you see her? Summer's coming. Randy and the Rainbows. Might be a bit obscure now, but when the rain stops, rainbows come out. Pump It Up was the Ruben Ooze. Yeah, those Ruben Ooze. The album is Beyond Belief, a tribute to Elvis Costello. A bunch of cool groups doing Elvis Costello songs, which is a very good idea. Get it from mhopus.org. All proceeds going to the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation. The Animals, baby. One of the essential British invasion gods on which we base our format here in the Underground Garage. Boom Boom, John Lee Hooker, fairly unrecognizable from the original, as a lot of the British invasion arrangements were. Absolutely brilliant. Mickey Most, again, producing. Yeah, I know, we need to get some producers in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he's certainly one of them. Come on back, we're going to celebrate long, beautiful hair. American tribal love rock musical known as Hair opened on Broadway this week, April 29th, 1968, where against all odds it would have 1,873 performances. It was written by James Rado and Jerome Ranyi, book and lyrics, and Galt McDermott did the music. The original cast included authors James and Jerome, Shelley Plimpton, Kim Milford, Melba Moore, Paul Jabara, and Diane Keaton. It would premiere at Joseph Papp's Public Theater, October 17, 1967, and then, oddly enough, be moved to the Cheetah, a New York disco, for a while, before finally finding its way to Broadway. The show was quite radical at the time, and would be the dividing line, really, between classic and modern Broadway. The plot followed a politically active hippie tribe, and during the course of the show, they would explore the Vietnam draft, racism, sexism, and sexual liberation, introducing Broadway's first all-nude group scene. when the show went on the road, it would be charged with obscenity, and the case would go all the way to the Supreme Court. Its decision would end censorship on the U.S. stage, and eventually Great Britain as well. Broadway, as a rule, tends to dilute whatever cultural experience it is co-opting, but Hair held its own better than most. And you know what? We might just need it now, more than ever.
She asked him why.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and
nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low, but don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the Grateful Dead.
Darling,
give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxing. Give me down to there, shoulder length longer.
Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy.
In my hair, a home for the fleas, a hive for the buzzing bees, a nest for birds. There ain't no words for the beauty, the splendor, the wonder of my hair. Grow it, show it, long as I can grow it, my hair.
I want it long, straight, curly, fuzzy, snaggy, shaggy, rat, nappy, oily, greasy, fleecy, shiny, steaming, gleaming, black.
Knotted, polka dotted, twisted, beaded, braided, powdered, flowered, and confetti, mangled, tangled, spangled,
and spaghetti.
Oh, say, can't you see my eyes? If you can, then my hair's too short.
Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. It feels just like my senior prom, only this time I might get lucky.
Can you dig it? Do you know? those who stone it down. To sing that you can dig it is to make your soul a fire.
Heaven, can you dig it? Do you know? Would you care to let it show? Can you dig it? Only feeling in this world of life and death. I sing the praise of never change with every single breath.
Can you dig it? Do you know? Thank you.
from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Topping the news, rescue efforts continue in DePaul after the quake. A powerful magnitude 6.7 aftershock shook the Kathmandu area of Nepal on Sunday. It comes a day after a massive earthquake killed more than 2,200 people and leveled buildings. Disaster response teams from the United States and other nations are deploying to help search, rescue, and recovery efforts. This man talks about the situation there.
The situation in Nepal today was scary. It was really, really, really very bad. And the Indian embassy in Nepal was fantastic. They were there to help. Indian Air Force, they sent a plane to evacuate us. But let me tell you, it was death at very close quarters.
Meanwhile, to the east, avalanches shook Mount Everest, killing at least 17 climbers, injuring others, and burying entire base camps. Coalition military forces continued to attack Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq Friday and Saturday. In Iraq, coalition forces conducted 11 airstrikes near Fallujah, Mosul, Ramadi, and Tal Afar, destroying militant fighting positions. In Syria, near Kobani, coalition forces conducted 4 airstrikes using fighter aircraft. Al-Qaeda's Syrian affiliate and its allies seized the last major government-held town in Idlib province on Saturday. It gives rebels a possible route to the heartland of the Assad regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the al-Nusra Front and the Islamist brigades took full control of the town on Saturday, 4 days after 4 days of fighting with Syrian forces. It says clashes were ongoing. VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has condemned the attack and ordered an investigation into the killing of the prominent women's rights activist Sabine Mahmood in the port city of Karachi. Gunmen on a motorcycle killed Mahmood late Friday, just hours after she held a forum in Baluchistan province. The United States Embassy in Islamabad joined the Prime Minister Sharif in condemning Mahmood's slaying and offered condolences to her family, relatives, and friends. Vote counting is underway in Togo, where President Faure Gnassingbé is hoping to remain in power. The president is seeking a third 5-year term, which would keep his family in power for nearly 50 years. Meanwhile, special observers descended on Togo to monitor that election. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's visit to New Delhi that starts on Monday is expected to see India reach out to the country's new leader, who's been cementing links with Indian rivals Pakistan and China. Anjana Pasricha reports from the Indian capital.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi will now meet an Afghan leader who has signaled new priorities by visiting Beijing and Islamabad before landing in New Delhi. Some analysts say Kabul was disappointed with India for dragging its feet on Afghanistan's requests for military equipment and combat assistance during Mr. Karzai's term. India has delivered 3 military helicopters to Kabul this month, but did not give the okay to a wider military shopping list, including items such as battle tanks. Kabul's new leadership is reported to have put that request on hold. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Police in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, clashed Sunday with protesters who are demonstrating against President Pierre Nkurunziza, who is seeking a controversial third term. The government had banned any demonstrations about the ruling party's nomination of Nkurunziza for a third term. Hundreds of people in Ukraine mark the 29th anniversary of the world's worst nuclear incident at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. A candlelight service was held Saturday night in the town closest to that closed plant. The explosion at Chernobyl on April 26, 1986, killed more than 30 people. Meanwhile, thousands of Ukrainians were permanently disabled by that disaster. 25 years ago Saturday, the Hubble telescope was deployed from the Space Shuttle Discovery. It was loaded with an array of instruments designed to tell us about the universe. Scientists say Hubble has painted a picture of the solar system and beyond that has changed astronomy forever. It was slated to end its mission in 2005, but it's still going strong after 5 space shuttle missions. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Spare some change? Spare some change? Change, you know, like nickels, dimes, quarters.
You want me to give you some money?
Right.
Why?
Why? Well, no reason, man, except like she's pregnant and we haven't eaten for 2 days.
I don't believe you.
Where you from?
Oklahoma.
Listen, man, I know how it feels. I used to come from Kansas myself.
We'll bring happiness in a pipe. He'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. He will bring our kids for my lady. The perfume will be of an excellent style. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. Fly Trans Love Airways, get you there on time. He'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Jeffers an airplane, get you there on time. Fly Jeffers an airplane, get you there on time.
Oh,
Started that set with the Cow Sills. And before you, you know, get all uppity and esoteric on me, just remember, without the Cow Sills, there would be no Partridge Family.
That's a great record. You know, what can I say? It's just a great record. 1969.
And it, of course, inspired a slightly psychedelic set. The Monkees from Ahead. Their seventh album and most psychedelic. Peter Tork wrote Can You Dig It? Turn Up the Mains with Jesse Malin. His new album is New York Before the War. Seventh album. They wrote it, co-produced it with Derek Cruz. Alejandro Escovedo joining him on that track. Oh, and yeah, you know it's psychedelic when Donovan's here. And the Fat Angel. Lovely stuff from him, Sunshine Superman. His biggest album, most likely. Big breakthrough record with his electric stuff. And yet again, Mickey Most. Incredible, right? Jeff Beck, The Animals, Donovan, All We Need Is Herman's Hermits, and the Ivar's Little Games. But I digress. She's So Fine. Keeping with our theme, this time moving to the bass player that usually doesn't sing. Noel Redding. Fine job, really. Fine job. He wrote it. Chaz Chandler producing Axis, the second album from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And don't move, because I got something very special for you. The coolest song in the world is next. Quite a treat for you true extremist orthodox garage freaks out there from Tacoma, Washington. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, the Sonics. I know what they want.
This is Paul Schaefer, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Slaughterhouse, it comes running along the ceiling on a hook, and you swing it.
Just one.
somebody would answer me one thing. Who's Robin Hood?
A robin is a bird, I know that. Must be some hood what steals birds.
Hey, what would anyone want with a hot canary? Hey, John, you know the guy?
Oh, yeah, he's some Englishman. He wore long green underwear and had an operation going for him in the forest.
Snatching birds, like I told you.
Oh, he was the guy with the raccoon hat, huh?
Sir Walter Raleigh was the guy with the raccoon hat.
What was his angle?
Well, he was the one that put his coat over a mud puddle so this naked blonde on a white horse could cross the street.
I always thought that was Daniel Boone. It's funny how you forget them things.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, I Don't Need No Doctor. Yeah, Astrid and Simpson wrote that. For some reason, I never realized that. With Joe Armstead, much covered. Humble Pie, probably the most popular version, but started with Ray Charles. And now the Sonics, back together again. They've been back together for a little while. Jerry Rosley, Larry Pippa, Rob Lind, and joined by Dusty Watson and Freddie Dennis. Produced by Jim Diamond, who we have not heard much from lately. So it's kind of a double reunion, revival, comeback. Maybe they never left kind of thing. Well, there were the first two classic Sonics records. Then there was then they split with Buck Hornsby for a minute and the third record, which had some cool things on it. We played them. And there was a fourth record in 1980, which, to be perfectly honest, I didn't know about. So we're going to check that one out. And that makes this their fifth album. And they're calling it This Is the Sonics. And get it from thesonicsboom.com.
The whole record's really good. And wonderful to have them back. I Don't Need No Doctor, the coolest song in the world this week. Leaving here, the Byrds. Yeah, the other Byrds, the English Byrds, B-I-R-D-S, Ronnie Wood's first group. Holland Dozier, Holland composition. Tommy James, Dragging the Line, 1971. Tommy and Bob King wrote it and produced it. Cool stuff from another cat that's very underrated, Tommy James. You have too many hit singles and you become uncool in the rock era. But not here in the Underground Garage, where we celebrate all kinds of coolness. Bulletproof Lovers, well, it'll be all right. Out of Madrid, Spain, Kurt Baker has moved there. I knew he liked paella, but wow, you know? Madrid's cool. I like Barcelona a little bit more, but Madrid's cool, you know. The band wrote it, and Wyatt Funderburk produced it. And 100 Proof Aged in Soul, this time produced by Holland Dozier Holland, although they didn't write it. General Johnson, Greg Perry, and Angelo Bond wrote it. Somebody's Been Sleeping. Very cool stuff. Top 10 single. Steve Mancha, Eddie Anderson, and Joe Stubbs, Levi's brother. 100 Proof Aged in Soul on Holland Dozier and Holland's label Hot Wax, 1970. And when we come back, we're going to the movies. Roger Corman is our guru in movie land, but coming in a respectable second is a cat named William Castle. His innovation was bringing fun and craziness and entertainment to the movie theater. I mean, in the actual theater, not to mention his wild publicity campaigns. He would direct cool movies like House on Haunted Hill, The Tingler, When Strangers Meet, 13 Ghosts, Mr. Sardonicus, Let's Kill Uncle, and Rosemary's Baby, which he produced. Let's do a list of his gimmicks. He sold Fright Insurance, made that available from Lloyd's of London for the film Macabre. He invented Emergo, which was inflatable skeletons soaring over the audience in House on Haunted Hill. He created Percepto, which was actually electrified theater seats for The Tingler. Illusiono, special glasses which revealed screen specters in 13 Ghosts. He gave away plastic bloody axes for Straight Jacket and took out $1 million cockroach insurance policy for his star cockroach in Bug. His radio ads would proclaim, "See it with someone who can carry you home." And if it frightens you to death, you'll be buried free of charge. He actually had seatbelts installed for I Saw What You Did in 1965. You gotta love this guy. His autobiography is Step Right Up, I'm Gonna Scare the Pants Off America. Required reading in the Underground Garage.
Down the lane, all right. A room full of clowns looking back at me. The land of executives going to the rap. And if I had stayed, I would have stood on that. She opened up the door and said, oh, go on in. I walked in first and pulled down the shade. She said, take it easy, don't be afraid. You've got nothing to lose, you're at a penny arcade.
We were roaring. this is Adam West, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage playing the coolest rock songs ever made. They're perfect to Batusi to. Oh, what a dance.
Why were you frightened?
Sir, you would not understand. You are young. You do not yet. Have daughters.
Why does his wife live in abject fear?
If you do not heal him, he will punish me.
Surely he wouldn't beat you.
His cleverness knows a more hideous torture.
What strange attraction did young women have for him? What secrets are hidden behind his doors? Mr. Sardonicus. His deeds form the fabric of nightmares.
Oh,
I'm interested in your reasons for this, party. Aside from pleasant company, ghosts, Doctor. I think everyone wonders what they would do if they saw a ghost. And now my wife has given us all the opportunity to find out. Amusing. Ghosts, etc., being only creations of hysteria. Your party should be a success.
Well, Pritchard here promises us genuine ghosts.
Seven now, maybe more before morning. Four men have been murdered in this house, and three women.
You planned your party very well, Mr. Lauren. Four of us are men, three are women. A ghost for everybody.
Well, Pritchard, why don't you take us on a tour through the house, and let's see what happens.
The beat goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage of home. Miniskirt, the current thing, Jeannie Viper is our newborn king, And the beat goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. The grocery store, the supermarket, Little girls will break their hearts, And men still keep on marching off to war. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. The cars keep a going faster all the time.
Mom still cried, hey buddy, have you got a dime?
And the beat goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
We'll be right back.
started our tribute to our second most favorite director-producer, William Castle, with The Haunted, 125, producer not taking credit. Bob Burgess and Jürgen Peter, out of Montreal, writing it, 1967. Rory and the Hurricanes, Mr. Ringo Starr, back with his 18th studio album. He produced it and co-wrote that track with Dave Stewart. Cool stuff, get it from ringostar.com. Two R's. The fabulous Left Bank, She May Call You Up Tonight, harpsichordist Mike Brown, and singer Steve Martin writing that one. We'll do a harpsichord set one of these days. Deathless from Prima Donna's new one, Nine Lives and 45s. Get it from PrimaDonnaRocks.com. Cool stuff. And the beat goes on. Sonny and Cher, 1967. Sonny Bono, writing and producing. The big loss. But the beat does indeed go on.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, the fantastic pipefitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs, and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com, B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all, vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by unitedstations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Come up to Jersey, you moron!